We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Ahu Beisa Dav Yosef Echamra Di Yisrael. There was a bias where there was wine of Yisrael. Some have a girsa, it belonged to the wine of Yisrael and a goy. We'll speak out why that you have that girsa in a second. So this bias had in it Echamra Di Yisrael. We're going to have now a bunch of stories of where Rava made Psakim. And lahalacha, legabe, yayin esach, if you have to be careful with the goy together with the wine. And that's going to be all these different stories of Rava. So there's a house, there was wine sitting there. It belonged to Yisrael and maybe the goy as well. All over chavim, the goy went in, and achtel dasha bape, closed the door, which right away was a little bit of a chash. He closed the door. Looks like he wants to do something with the wine. Vahava bizab dasha. There was a crack in the door. So Ishtakach, he looked through the crack. You see the guy is between the barrels, but he didn't see him touch any wine. But he saw him between the barrels. So Amar Rava called lahade biza shari. Anything that's in your range of your sight through the crack is mutter. But the high geese of the high geese is aser. On either side, it's aser. It's aser bahana. Like Rashi says, when it says shari here, it means shari b'shia. When it's aser, it's aser bahana, because here you can't see him, and since you can't see him, so here you're worried that he might have touched the wine. And here it's a reisa that he went to touch the wine because he closed the door behind him. Now Rashi asks, we're going to have a Gemara later on that says that if the guy breaks open the door and sees you hanging around the wine, you're going to look like a ganiv. So what are you doing there? So that alone is a hat also. He's scared to menasech because he's scared to be caught as a ganiv. So therefore Rashi answers, look at Rashi, three lines from the top. He had a chelik b'yayin. That's why some of the gersa that belong to the goyoso. The nitvas lo kaganev kule shari. If he scares me caught as a ganev, then it's all mutter because he doesn't have the peace of mind to be menasech, and therefore that'll be mutter. That's a big aside over here. They have to have peace of mind as well. There has to be a reyesa and a peace of mind. So here the reyesa is he went into the house and he closed the door behind him, and also, he's confident here because it's his own wine. Part of it is his own wine, so he's allowed to be here. But here we're touching your wine also. He has his own wine in his house also, so he's allowed to be here. Since he's allowed to be, now touch the wine, he's allowed to be here. So now you're chayshid to touch your wine. That's what you're worried about. If you can see him in your range of sight, then he's scared. But out of your range of sight, there it's a problem. That's ma'aseh number one. Next ma'aseh, Hu chamra di Yisrael, dav Yosef v'beiso, dav adar Yisrael, bel yoino, v'yuchav v'tachtoin. You have here a house, or a chatzar, we'll learn it, a house, like Rashi's mashma. There was a house, and upstairs the Yisrael lived, and he could see into the house downstairs through the steps. He could see the house. And the v'yuchav lived on the bottom floor, and the wine was stored on the bottom floor. So the guy never touches the wine, he's scared of the Yisrael on top floor. All of a sudden, Shammah called Tigra. They heard a big commotion outside, so they both ran outside. Nafki, and they ran outside. Kodim also evichavim. Now the guy came back, and he ran back in the house, achtel dasha, and locked the door bape. And now the Yisrael can't get into the house, easily, at least. So now, the shayla is, the wine also, because now the guy is secluded with the wine, and he can be menasech the wine. Amarava, chamra shari. The halacha is, the wine is mutter. Why? Because he's not sure if the Yisrael came in before him. Just like I came in, the Yisrael came before me. He's sitting upstairs and watching me, and I'm going to be in big trouble. So the Rishonim speak out, it's a Lashon HaRambam, and it's a Beis Yosef speaks out Lamaisa, that Dafka in this case, where they left Bibahala, they left Mamish from a commotion, and they both ran out. So here the guy lost track where the Yisrael is. But let's say they both go out to shopping, and the guy sees the Yisrael still by the apples and the tomatoes, and he goes back home, Avada will be a problem, because he knows exactly where the Yisrael is. Here, he lost track of him. So therefore, even though he ran back home, and he didn't see the Yisrael, he's not sure if the Yisrael came back before him or not, and therefore it's a problem. But if not, there would be a problem, because then yes, if he knows the Yisrael's outside, Avada, it is a problem. Next mice. The next two mices are very similar. Some even take out one of them because they're both so similar. Ahu Ashpiza, there was this hotel, Dav Yosef Echamra, and there was wine in this hotel, the Yisrael. The Yisrael left his wine in the hotel. He comes back to the hotel. He finds a guy sitting by the barrels. If he has permission to be here, then it's awesome. But if the guy has no permission to be here, and he looks like a ganev, so then it's mutter, because he does not have the peace of mind to do anything, because he knows he's going to be caught. So therefore he's very not sure of himself, and there was no chash of Yayin Nesach. Another type of story. Who based Av Yosef Bechamra? There was a house where the wine was there. Shtaka v'chavim davar koyim beridon. He found a guy standing next to the barrels. So Shailas, did he touch the wine? Did he was even asked of the wine? Amarava islay lishtamute chamraser. If he has an excuse why he's here, he could, like there was a line outside. It was pouring rain outside. He says, "Oh, you know why I'm here in the house? Because it's raining." So then it's also because he has an excuse. Biloy chamrasari. That means he has to have an excuse. So what does it say over here? It says over here that if you leave a guy in your house and he has an excuse to be there, it's aser. Break Rashi Akasha, we have a Mishnah that says, if you leave a guy in the store, and you leave a guy in the store, it's not aser. Only if you go say imaflik. Lachar, you left the guy, he has an excuse why to be here. So Zog Rashi, you need another Nakuda over here. There, I know why the guy is in the Chanos, because he's running the cashier. Here, why in the world is the guy in my house? What's he doing in my house? It must be Menasech. So the Reis are saying he was Menasech. The only reason I can say he was Menasech is if he's scared and he got caught as a ganav. But if he has an excuse, then we name on his Menasech. Why else is he here? But saying by Chanos, I know why he's here. Because he's running the store, and therefore, that's why it's Dafka by such a case where he has no excuse to be here. He has excuse to be here, but he has no reason to be here. We choshesh and make the wine awesome. If the pundik was ninal, oishamaloi shemar is aser. The halacha is that if the guy lacks the hotel, the guy lacks the hotel, or the yid says, "Watch it, I'm leaving," is aser. So the second case is pasha why it's aser, it's not a cash on anyone, because it says it's being maflik. But the first case, what's wrong with ninal apundik? L'chayra, he's been caught as a ganav. It comes to the wine, they catch him by the wine. I mean, he's a ganav. So why is it awesome? It's a kasha rava. My love, afagav the less leilish demuti. Even though he has no excuse, still, it's awesome. And Rava just said that if he has no excuse, he's nervous and it's mutter. Here we see it's awesome. Loi, but the is leilish demuti. He does have a way to be mishtamit from this case. Who Yisrael? Another case. One more case here. Yisrael, v'chavim have yasve kashasi chamra. Yisrael and a guy were sitting and drinking wine together. Shom Yisrael called Sluye. The Yisrael heard that it's time to daven. Called Sluye beknishti. He heard it's time to daven the shul. So he jumped up and went to daven. Come va'azel. He went to daven. Omer Rava chamra shari. The wine is mutter. He left the. It was an open barrel of wine. He left the guy with the wine here. So the Gemara, because he's scared, he might come back any minute. He'll remember about his wine and come back. Now, usually, that's not enough of a heter. Because if a guy leaves, and leaves you alone with the wine, leaves the guy alone with the wine, it's awesome. Here, since he left Bibahala, because the middle of davening, this is what Shani speak this out, he left the middle of davening, so therefore, he might chap, "Oh, I'm still drinking wine, I'll come right back." And the guy thinks he'll come back. He doesn't chap that the guy's so frum, he's a daven. He'll leave middle of Chazara Shas, he'll come back. He doesn't know. And therefore he's scared to do anything, because he's scared to come back. And the Mar is another similar story. They were sitting on a ship, was Erev Shabbos, and he hears that blowing shofar, it's time for Shabbos. So he leaves the ship and goes back into town. Nafak Vazel. So here's a gewaltige case. The wine should definitely be awesome. The whole Shabbos didn't be missing. Amar Rava, Cham Rashari. Why? The guy thinks that a Yid doesn't keep Shabbos. When it comes to, you know, losing money or wine, he comes back. Meim Amra, Hashto Midkele L'Chamri V'Hadasa. Remember, I want to come back. Be'imashim Shabbosa. You now come back to the ship on Shabbos. Why not? Two Pshatim in the Rishonim. Either it was out of the Tchum, or because the Sfina was sitting in the middle of the water, and you have to swim to get there. Now I'll do that on Shabbos. Be'imashim Shabbosa. Isigura told me, Rava said, that Kiavina Bar Musa, when I was a guy, Amina, you were doing winter Shabbos. I used to say, even that'd keep Shabbos. Because if they kept Shabbos, why don't I see a million wallets on the floor that Erev Shabbos, they have to leave the wallets and run home? The winter Shabbos, Kamikisika Mishtachi Bashuka. And therefore, they assume that the Yid's not so frum. And the real reason is why they bring home the kiss. There's a itzah to bring home a kiss. They bring home a wallet. The itzah is to do it dalad ames and then rest and another dalad ames and rest. And that's the itzah of b'shas hefsid and ben hashmosh of b'shas tzchak. You're allowed to do that. So the guy thinks that he doesn't keep Shabbos, so he's scared they might come back any minute for the wine. But the truth is, they keep Shabbos. Why don't you find wallets? Because they have an Eitzah. But the guy thinks the guy doesn't keep Shabbos. So some Rishonim speak out that today, that the guy knows that he didn't do keep Shabbos, it'll be Aser. But the Ma'aseh Shulchan brings it down. You have to allow Lach L'Ma'aseh. But bottom line is, the next case of Rav again was saying this thing, that he's not, that the guy is scared to touch it, he's scared the guy will come back any minute, because either by the davening he thinks he'll come back in the middle of davening, or by Shabbos he thinks he'll come in the middle of Shabbos, because he doesn't keep Shabbos so stark.